Yes, Roosters fans. Well, if you live north of the border, you're a Napa or a Beetson, you'd still be celebrating. But if you live down south like the rest of us, you're licking your wounds from last Wednesday. And Silky and Kel, our guest on Roosters Radio tonight, it's one we'd rather forget as we look forward to facing a building Novocastrian team at home at Allianz this week. Of course, with one of our own in SKD. That's right, wearing the red and blue, just not the white. We celebrate what's most important this week in our game, and it's the women in league round. Welcome to our guest host, Silky, a Bondi local legend, treasure of the famous Bondi United Club, an institution it is, and so is she, Kelly Robbo Lane.
Welcome to Roosters Radio, Kel.
Thanks for having me.
The both of you have a connection in that both your grandfathers, the great Dickie Dunn and your grandfather, Kel, Sel Lyle, both played in the 1940 grand final. Then the war came. They came back after the war, came back in 45 and won another comp.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Grandson and granddaughter of a couple of Roosters legends, mate. And in 40 and 45, they won the comp, something we're very proud of as a family. And, you know, many great memories of being a Rooster, going out there to the sports ground and junior league as well.
And Kel, your grandmother, the lovely Violet, she was the head of the ladies auxiliary in the Roosters back in the day.
That's right. She used to look after all the wives or girlfriends of all the players and take them back to their place and do things like that, or take them out on the town somewhere.
Wow. How appropriate, because you're still doing that for the young United young United kids, just to usher them through the eastern suburbs.
Kel, your history with the Bondi United Club is as long as I can remember. You've been involved in netball. You're now the treasurer of the club. Your husband played at the Roosters. Obviously, your grandfather played. Your two sons have played junior reps.
No, it's really good. I'm proud of that we all still stick with the one club and all that sort of stuff. We're always loyal to the Roosters, so that's just how it is.
Yeah, Silky, I've got to say, it's a great club, Bondi United. It's our greatest rival, but, you know, if you respect your great rival and, you know, get lots of great friendships out of it, and that's what Kel and I got. And that's what I think our Roosters community has, which is really, really good. And this is a great initiative this year by East League, Scotty Bennett's and the team. We say it every week. We thank them every week, you know, supporting our local juniors and our junior clubs. And without people like Kelly and, you know, the Bondi United Club, we don't have that.
Kel, could I ask you what Women in League Round means to you?
Oh, I think it's just a really nice thing to do for the women who put in so much work, effort, time. Half the time they're the people that no one even sees, but they really put in a huge effort and make things work.
Let me ask you, what do you think now? I mean, I remember back as a kid, your mum was the manager of you know, the side your brother played in against us, myself and Justin Hardick and the likes. And, you know, you're always, you know, big into your sport. You still are touch football, netball, and very good at it, I might add. What do you think now that women are playing rugby league? Like, did you ever think back then that, did you want to play?
Oh, absolutely. I used to go train with my brother, with Luke Rickardson and stuff, and really, really wanted to play. And I think they brought the rule in when I was about 15 that they, girls could play up until 13. So I wasn't happy about that.
Now, you would know this firsthand, and I think you do. I want to break the hearts of a couple of Roosters fans out there. Luke Rickardson is a true ugly duckling story. Now, Rico, and he won't mind me saying, because we're great mates and grew up together. My God, when he was a kid, how did he look? Compared to now, he's a supermodel, but how did he look to start with?
Oh, you can't do that to me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just say this. That chicken took a long time to hatch.
Can you take our listeners through a normal week? Now, in your role as treasurer, you know, you're involved in the day-to-day running of the club, but I want to start off with the week's beginning Sunday with the minis. Just take us through a week and the amount of work that you do to get Bondi United up and running.
Well, basically, on the Sunday morning, we get there a couple of United people and the other Roosters mini league committee. We get up there and we set up at Waverley Oval. Probably about 7:30 we get up and mark out all the fields and stuff. Then I sort of hang around if I've got time to watch a few of the kids and teams, all that sort of thing. But then I will go off to, I've got two sons that still play, and I try and make their games, basically. Then I set up for trainings Tuesday, Thursday. Then I make sure that the meat trays are paid for the raffles on at the Watson's Bay or the Beach Road.
Wow.
Play netball on Saturday, then it all starts again.
So there's not much relief there, is there? It's pretty much you're doing work every day, aren't you?
Yeah.
Kel, there's some great women in league in this season service community. Who are the biggest influences on you, and who are the ones that you remember when you were growing up just putting in so much time and effort when it wasn't celebrated?
No. Well, Yuka Simon's wife, Joan, she was the treasurer before me. So she put in a huge amount of effort even forming the club. Then there was people like Joan Rice, even my mum. My mum started doing the swimming club for United.
Oh, which I'm still involved in.
Yeah.
Great initiative.
Yeah. So that was we're old now. That was a long time ago and she's still doing it. So there's a lot of people that, you know, need to get a lot of credit.
Kel, can I ask you, now Steggles, who are the primary sponsor of the Roosters, have handed over, I suppose, the naming rights on the jumper this week. They've given it over to the players who've been able to nominate the most influential woman in their lives. It looks great. I've seen Luke Keary's got his mum name on his jumper. Jadwira Hargraves has selected his wife. What's your thoughts on you know, this initiative by Steggles?
Oh, I think it's absolutely awesome. I think it's such a nice thing to do for the people that support them the most, and good on Steggles for doing it.
Great initiative. I've got to tell you, it's a tough one. Have your mum or your wife. I'd have both,
yeah,
just to be safe.
Hard.
Bit of controversy there. Young Jared might be getting in trouble.
We touched on it earlier, just the women's game as it stands now. You know, we see the test matches on TV. We've got a New South Wales v Queensland match coming very shortly, I believe. What's your take on the women's game?
Oh, I think it's awesome to watch. And I think we've got so much talent. They play hard. They really
play hard. They do play
hard,
yeah.
And we've got a lot of young local girls that are going to be coming through. So let's watch the space.
Certainly is. It's one of those things that you never thought that you would see that sort of impact, but you don't realise that, you know, girls get involved, you know, roller derby and martial arts and all different sports that involved contact, you know. But when you think about rugby league and some of the skills, you know, you see it in tag and touch for many years, but now they're starting to dominate.
Well, I can say, you know, I've watched Kelly play sport for a number of years and she was a pretty handy touch and tag player. And I think you're still running around even now, aren't you, Kel?
Yeah, still going. Don't know how long for, but, yeah, still like to play. Can't give up yet.
Yeah, if you could have your time again and, you know, you're a young girl coming through in this era, you know, would you have a crack?
Absolutely.
Where would you play? 5'8" and a half?
I'm very fast. Not fast.
Don't say hooker.
No, definitely not hooker. I was fast, but I can pass a ball, so
yeah.
Wherever.
I think you're a running 5'8" like your grandfather. Now, Kel, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Who is your favourite current Rooster and who is your favourite retired Rooster?
Oh, I just like everyone. I love watching Latrell Mitchell play, but then I really like Orbison. I think he's amazing.
Yeah, great clubman.
And retired... Artie Beetson for sure.
Yeah. What do you think of the nude photo of Mitch Orbison that we have up here in the studio? We keep him nude here because we love him. Silky loves it.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, he's a good man. And every club's got to have one and actually a photo of Orbo.
Speaking of good men, Bush, the last couple of weeks, both Bondi United and the Paddington Colts have lost true great clubmen.
Yeah, certainly have. I mean, you know, Bob Shelley, Bondi United passed away a couple of weeks ago. I'll let Kelly talk a bit more about it, but... From a point of view of the Eastern Suburbs, from a point of view of a sponsor, Bob was a terrific man, famous perfect panels on Bondi Road, had so many people go through as apprentices. My God, the amount of rear-end collisions I've had that Bob's looked after me for, and you know, we used to laugh about it all the time, but just a great man and sadly missed. Always funny, always laughing, always at the Bondi Icebergs.
A long-time sponsor of Bondi United, Kel.
Yeah, he was a huge part of United.
True United man.
Yeah. Really good clubman. He always supported everything we do, functions, fundraisers, presentation nights, all that sort of stuff. And he also recently got involved with the A-grade United side where he and Peter Wynn would throw in money for a gift voucher for Peter Wynn's store. So he's always been a big part, so it's a big loss.
And now Bush, Jimmy Higgs, you know, from the Paddington Colts, passed away sadly over the weekend, very close to my family, but also very close to you.
Yeah, mate. We lost Higgsy, you know, last week, and it was very, very sad for the whole club. He was the sort of guy that galvanised everyone. We had trips away where Higgsy would be the sort of bloke that would sit the young blokes down when we were young and say, "Right, have those two beers." And we'd go, "Yeah, right." He'd say, "Now go back to the hotel. That's all you're doing." He'd really look after you, you know. He'd sit down and have a chat to you, tell you about what you should do, shouldn't do, how to treat. He's a real, you know, I suppose, chivalrous gentleman. He was always well-dressed, well-spoken, but had the best pair of hands ever. In fact, when we finished playing footy, we were going to keep a side going just so we could get rubbed down by Higgsy on a weekend because he was just amazing. But, you know, there's nothing he wouldn't do for the club. He had the Eskies full. He was first to training, last to leave, sweep the dressing room and thought nothing of it. And just an absolute legend of a man and a great family close to the Colts. And, Yeah, mate, we're very sad for the loss.
You're on Roosters Radio. Varley, Bob Shelley and Jimmy Higgs. Back in a sec.
Radio Hub is Australia's premier podcasting facility. With high-quality sound equipment and production services, Radio Hub is a one-stop shop for all your podcasting needs. So, if you're ready to jump into the exciting realm of podcasting, contact Radio Hub on 0402 870 900 or email info@radiohub.com.au.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio, fans. And Silky, in this great Women in League round, we've got our famous sponsors, Steggles. And who doesn't love sitting down on a Sunday, watching a bit of footy and just checking that roast Steggles chicken in the oven? Well, I know a man that markets it well. He's the head of marketing at Steggles. Yash Gandhi, welcome to Roosters Radio.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Yeah, look, it's great to have you on, Yash. Look, can you talk us a bit through, everyone knows about the partnership with Roosters, you know, Sydney Roosters and Steggles and how good it is. Mate, what about your love of the Roosters?
My biggest fan of the Roosters. I've been following the Roosters for the last 4 years and seeing them grow through the ups, through the downs. Fantastic team and a great team to be a part of.
Who's your favourite player, Yash?
Oh, can't go past Mitchell. Mitchell Pearce.
Ah, good. Good. What a great player. He's having a wonderful season. Yash, Women in League round this week in the NRL, and it's a fantastic concept, and it's amazing that all these influential women get a bit of notoriety, and they and Steggles have done an amazing marketing ploy. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, I mean, for the Women in League round, what better way to support the unsung and often invisible heroes behind the players who've made their success possible? So for this round, we have given up our front of jersey, and we're traditionally the iconic Roosters jersey with Steggles in the front is going to be replaced with the name of the most influential person in the player's life. Some have chosen their mums, some have chosen their wives, some have chosen their grandmothers. But either way, it's our way of showing support to the players and recognising the efforts and the families that are involved behind the success of all these players who've got them to this position that they're in today.
Yash, it's a great initiative, and I have to say it's in the paper today. A lot of people have been sharing online. I saw Hannah Hollis from Fox Sports praising it. A lot of women in the rugby league community are praising the initiative.
It was the least we could do. There's so much press around women in league, and often the good news stories get kind of brushed off. So this is really our way of showing support, and it's not about Steggles. It's about the players and giving them that opportunity to recognise and celebrate the true legends of the game, being the women in their lives.
It's not the only initiative that Steggles have involved this week. There's also, if you go over to steggles.com.au, design your own jersey. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, as part of this, we kind of expected people wanting, a piece of this as well. So what we are doing is allowing people to create their own jerseys with the name of the most influential person in their lives online. And 10 lucky winners will actually get a physical jersey done for them with the name that they've chosen. So it's just a way of sharing and getting the word out there about this initiative. And more importantly, just being able to celebrate women in league overall. Yeah. Judging by the comments on social media, already there's people asking questions around where they can get one for themselves. So we hope it picks up and we hope people get behind it.
Well, here's a couple of curly ones for you, Yash. Who would you put on the front of your jersey if you were wearing it out this Friday night?
Oh, it's a tough one. I'm lucky my wife is not next to me, so I can say it's my mum.
Yeah.
If my wife was anywhere close by, I'd obviously pick her. But look, it's a tough choice, boys, and I know some of the players had a tough choice picking one from the other. But mums have been like my mum's kind of seen me grow up, and is probably the reason why I'm here today, and the most influential person in my life. So I'd have to pick my mum.
It's an interesting one, topic of discussion. I was picking my mum on the way home, but after the look my wife gave me last night when I suggested it, I think there's going to be my mum slash my wife. I thought, you've got to go for the Doppelfaust. Now, Yash, right. Who's the most influential woman in the office?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Nicole Camilleri?
Not so much. Oh, Nicole, boys, I tell you, she thinks she's the most influential, but look, I'd have to say not so much in the office, but behind the business, and that would be Mary Camilleri, John and Simon's mum.
Yep.
You know, she's probably the most influential woman in their lives, and I'd reckon she'd be up there.
Well, she'd be the matriarch. Last question from me, Yash, and something close to all of us at Rooster's hearts, the Charity Nest. I know it's raised in excess of $6 million, and, you know, it continues to rise as long as the boys keep scoring tries.
Absolutely. Look, it's a great initiative and, you know, something we're incredibly, incredibly proud of to be partnered with the Roosters on this. The Steggles Charity Nest, obviously we raise funds for children's charities. We've raised over $6.5 million so far since 2010. We donate $1,000 for every point the Roosters win by. Yep. And I think Roosters contribute $250 for every point they win by. So it's a collective initiative and, you know, it's for the better. It's for the good and supporting the charities that need it most.
Yeah, Yash, and to bring it home on this great interview, and we really appreciate your time here today on Roosters Radio. Mate, it's no secret all Roosters fans sit down on a Friday night, Saturday night or Sunday and have their Steggles chicken whilst watching the game and a couple of beers and whatever. What's your favourite chicken recipe? You're in the know.
Ooh. Look, for me, you can't go past a good old tandoori chicken. You got to love that. it's you can't go past it, mate. So
they're salivating at the moment. Wow. Straight from the tandoor. You're right. Just that nice bit of spice, except...
Bit of garlic naan.
Yeah, and you've really got to wash the fingernails out afterwards because that beautiful orange flavour of the tandoor gets all over you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But, yeah, I can't go past that every time.
Well, Yash, we want to thank you so much for coming on Roosters Radio. I want to congratulate the team at Steggles and you know, what a great marketing initiative it's been for our club. But the partnership's incredible, and we love having part of that on Roosters Radio, and we love talking to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, there you go, Bush. Yash from Steggles Chicken. Look, you know, they've re-signed for another 4 years. It was announced a couple of months ago, and they've been great supporters of the Roosters.
He's a marketing genius.
They've been on the front of the jumper since 2010. And look, as I said in the interview, The publicity that it's been getting, and it looks great.
It's not fantastic. Just the publicity. The discussion. I went home. Yeah. My daughter looked at me last night. Courtney looked at me last night and said, "What? I'm not on the jersey." I said, "I'll put you on the sleeve, darling." Do you know what I mean? It creates an engaging topic, and they've done a great thing. But you know what? Steggles do so much in the community, and I tell you what, they make a mean chicken.
They sure do. Bush, just before we go to our next break, special mention, Sunday, 11 a.m. live on Fox, New South Wales v Queensland, the women head-to-head. New South Wales won, I think, last year, but historically, have had a really tough run of it. Queensland have been favourites for a number of years, and I think they won about 10 or 11 on the trot.
Yeah, they did.
But Maddie Studden and the girls, Ryan Sims, they'll be out there on Sunday, and it's live on Fox from 11 a.m.
And I tell you what, I was only with one of their coaches this morning. You know, Jamie there was telling us that the good thing about coaching the women is they actually listen, and if you tell them to run a line, they'll do it immediately. And it's a great game, and the competition is fierce.
You're on Roosters Radio. When we come back, Mitch Cornish.
If you need your office spick and span, your carpets cleaned, your toilets glam, or your plumbing checked by a maintenance man, call Fit Services. If your outdoors too have been neglected, your car park needs painting, your garden's protected, your pathways swept, or a new fence erected, call Fit Services. Maybe you need something built brand new, an office refurbishment, an extension or two, or an AC system with ducting right through. Call Fit Services. Fit Services. Quality services second to none. Call 1-300-011-011.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio, fans. And Silky, as always, we get the big names every week. And what a show it is, Women in League, to continue that. We welcome Mitch Cornish to the show, Roosters Radio. Mitch, you're with us.
Yeah, mate. How you going?
Very well, mate. Firstly, congratulations. We'll take you back, you know, 10 to 12 days.
Well, firstly, congratulations, Mitch, for re-signing for the club for another 12 months.
Oh, yeah, true.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, mate.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Mate, you had a cracking game against South. Cut to the chase. You stepped up as if, you know, we're so proud to have Mitchell Pearce there at halfback. He's had a cracker season, but it was like he wasn't even gone. So now you're giving selection headaches for Coach Robinson.
Nah, mate. I'd sort of just, yeah, kept it pretty simple and did what Robbo asked of me. So, yeah, the boys are massive on the back of that. So it was, yeah, it was awesome.
It must have felt good, mate, to be running around in first grade. You know, it's no secret you've been plying your trade in for the Roos, who I must say have been having a stellar season. Can I just touch on the Roos for a sec? Under the tutelage of Rip Taylor, mate, how's it been?
Oh, Rip.
Yeah, no, mate, it's been good. I guess we're pretty lucky. A lot of the boys are from, you know, the Roosters system, so it just goes to show of the depth in the squad, I guess. You know, you're definitely having a good year.
Mitch, how important is the culture? Like, you've been in the first grade and, you know, the club proper, if you like, and then in our feeder club, Wyong. How important is this to get that culture right? Like, is everyone in the same, like, everyone's on the same page?
Yeah, it's massive, mate. And in the pre-season, we put a lot of work into it. Like, you know, it's probably the most work. I've been at a few clubs now, and the Roosters definitely put the most work into, you know, the off-field and getting everyone together on the same page and buying into the same goal, which is, you know, it's massive. So, yeah, I'm loving it there.
Mitch, Women in League Round this week, it's an unbelievable initiative. And, you know, when you think about it, we all think about our mums and wives and girlfriends and sisters and brothers. But let me ask you, who's the most influential woman in your life?
I'll probably split it between my mum and my fiance. You know, they've both been equally important. Obviously, growing up, mum did a lot of the hard work, driving back and forth to training and all that, never misses a game. And now, you know, without my girlfriend and or fiance, I should say, I'm looking after the kids while I'm away, and, you know, she's always got, you know, her hands full while I'm training and that. So, yeah, they've both been, you know, massive for me.
Mate, this week against Newcastle, we're up against a side that's really, really improving, and, you know, the fans know it. And we've also got one of our own up against us, SKD. It should be an interesting matchup. How do you see it?
Yeah, definitely, mate. They're improving, you know, rapidly every week. So we definitely aren't taking them lightly at all. So, yeah, and that'll be a bit weird coming up against Skidzy, but we're looking forward to the challenge, mate. We'll prepare, you know, as we do every week, and, you know, come Friday, hopefully put in a good performance.
Well, mate, we really look forward to seeing you out there at Allianz Stadium, as do our fans. I want to thank you so much for your time on Roosters Radio. Congratulate you on re-signing. Congratulate you on your form so far. And congratulate you on choosing both your wife and your mother, because, or your fiance and your mother, because that'll cause war in some homes.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on Roosters Radio. There you have it, Mitch Cornish and Silky. What a season. What a you know, player. But I'll tell you what, it does give selection headaches for Coach Robinson, doesn't it?
It certainly does, mate. It certainly does. Look, with Jake Friend out, it'd be interesting to see what Mitch's role will be on Friday night.
Interesting. Bit of a hooker role or a bit of a dummy half
well,
role?
Well, you know, I'm assuming Connor Watson will play fullback. I mean, we haven't seen the team list yet, so we're only speculating. But it'll be interesting to see if Mitch is on the bench or he might start at number nine. So we'll wait and see. By the time this podcast is live, we will
team,
know.
Team sheet will be out.
But it'll be interesting to see.
Great to have the depth. I tell you what, good show. Welcome back to Roosters Radio. And we're celebrating Women in League with our special guest host, Kelly Lane Nee Robinson. And Kel, it's great to have you in here and it's great to talk Women in League. But Silky, I'm going to throw this one at you. What does Women in League mean to you?
Well, Bush, obviously it's changed a lot since my playing days, but, you know, my mum, like most footballers, was the woman cutting the oranges and taking you all around Sydney, as it were, to football games. But nowadays, as a father of two daughters, I get immense pleasure taking my girls to the football. They go to a lot of games, and I actually enjoy coaching them or teaching them the rules of the game. They're only 6 and 8 years old.
Yep.
My eldest daughter's really inquisitive about it. She's already wanting to play tag. And I look at a young girl like Maddie Studden, you know, and some of these other girls that are making a career out of rugby league. Who knows? That may be something they might do later on in their life.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I think it's you know, it's special when you can celebrate that with your kids, and especially your daughters who deck out in all their Roosters gear, and they love their memberships every year in their little packs, don't they?
They do, mate. They've been members since they were born. What about you? How do you approach Women in League Round?
Well, mate, it might surprise you, but my mum spent a lot of time in the canteen. Over the years from, you know, the junior league clubs, particularly the Paddington Colts, made all the cakes and stuff. And I used to help her quite a bit with some of those cupcakes, and not all of them made the ground of the training. But let me say that, you know, I've tried sausage sandwiches all over Sydney. But no, mate, the big effort from all the mums, you know, I remember, you know, best mate's mum picking us up from training, you know, like some of the mums that would take you to the games, and, you know, dad was always working or things like that. And it's amazing that we get to actually celebrate it. I think it's a really good honouring. It's one of those things up there for me with Anzac Day. We all love our mums. We all should. And, you know, they do a great contribution, and it's great the game's actually formally recognising it.
Let's look at this week's game, and I'm going to kick it off with you, Kel. Roosters v Knights, how do you see it?
I think they've coming off a little bit of a break last weekend. They should come in all guns blazing.
Kel, what do you think about SKD's coming up against the Roosters this week, playing for the Knights? mixed emotions for him. He was a great clubman at the Roosters, and you know, he did a great job, 250 games. I know that he was much you know, loved and maligned by the fans at different stages of his career, but we've got nothing but respect for SKD on Roosters Radio. Absolutely, he's always been exceptional for us, and I think he's a great talent and a great athlete. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, he is, and I think he won't be giving up anytime soon, and neither will the Roosters, so I think it'll be a hard-fought battle between the both of them.
Bush, looking at the ladder, Roosters on 28 points. They still have to play Melbourne, Cronulla, yeah, and Manly, three very difficult games. But then they've got Tigers and the Titans. If they want to cement a spot in the top four, they've got to win these games. They are important games. Look, we'll be missing Jake Friend. Hopefully Boyd Cordon has backed up well from Origin. How do you see it?
Yeah, look, I'm very, very certain this week is one of the most important games of the year for us. And you're right, we're 2 points behind Melbourne. We're sitting on 28. No disrespect to Newcastle, but this is a game we should win based on where we sit, yep, and how we're playing compared to a side like Newcastle that's building, who, look, are a great side. The problem is we tend to do the opposite against teams like this. We tend to take them for granted. Yeah. So I'm hoping our boys are on their game on Friday night. And, you know, Coach Robinson will be sitting there, I reckon, saying, boys, if we get this two, it's just two, then another two. It's week to week till we get to that top four position.
Well, that's it for another episode of Roosters Radio. We want to thank our special guests, Yash Gandhi from Steggles, Mitch Cornish, and of course, the lady sitting across from us, Kelly Robbo. That's it for Roosters Radio for this week.
East to win.
East know how to play the game, they play it hard.